Should we do like our actual like intro? Yes. No one even knows who the fuck we are.
Who gives a shit? Go for it.
All right. My name's Jason. I am the owner of IVDFirst.com, whatever.
Fucktard of
IVDFirst.com. Yeah, who gives a shit? We are a video game podcast, video game website, video game and anime, everything that we can possibly do and talk about here at Sabaton Con 2018.
Sabaton.
Sabbath.
The Sabbathin.
Black Sabbathin.
Black Sabbathin.
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbathin Con. Fucking metal. Yeah.
Metal as fuck.
Fucking brutal. That's why everyone had like the face paint on. Yeah. I love it. Fucking love
it. Come on in.
Join the party. Join the party.
No. Once you stand in the doorway, you're in on this
shit.
You're
in. Yeah.
Come on.
It's done.
You're part of the family. Come. Let's
give
do
in.
This shit.
Give in.
Do it. Let's do this shit. Sit down.
It's over 18 in
Have
here. That's fine.
Yeah. Are you over 18? You look like it.
Good.
Oh,
good.
No, you look like him.
I'm
you're
the
right.
only 12
you're
year
fine.
Old in here.
Don't worry about it. We have a 12-year-old sitting up here. It's fine.
Perfect. So most thing that I want to start off with is I want to start talking about games that we've played over the past couple weeks. All the games. And while I was in Bulgaria, which is...
Bulgaria.
Yes. Crazy, insane. Let me tell you something about Bulgaria that's really weird.
Don't go to Bulgaria. That's the only thing you need to know about Bulgaria.
Anything you declare? Yeah, don't go to Bulgaria. Anyway, the women there are... There's only two types. They're either fucking 11s or negative 12. There's no in between. There is no in between. You're just like, you're either damn or damn. Like it is insane. And they don't know it. They don't know it. Like they'll see like people walking around.
I honest to God did not pay for that reaction.
There's people walking around that look like me with like dime pieces beyond. It's just like, how are they doing this? Like it's beyond in my, like I'm just like, wow, that's just insane to me. And at the same time, you'll have people walking around that are just like, why are you like happy that you're in this relationship with the troll hunter? I don't get why this is like something that you're proud about. Like you're like, yeah, this is my girl. This is her. She looks like wood and weighs about 5,000 pounds, but I got it on lockdown. Insane. But while I was out there, I had to get my game fix on any way I could, and the best way to do that is with the Nintendo Switch right now, obviously.
Woo-hoo!
It's one of the more portable, if only portable. Yeah, thank you for all the sexual favors.
3 minutes later, action. We talk about video games.
3 minutes, that's it? That's like one of our shortest intros ever. Normally, we talk about how much we hate each other.
Normally, it's not so racially insensitive.
We could have gone a little bit further. But best ways to do that was with the Nintendo Switch. And I got a lot of good gaming time in while I was out there, because what else am I fucking doing? And I finally got through all of Breath of the Wild. And I'm going to say something right now that I'm probably going to get a lot of people mad at me.
Jason's an asshole.
Yes.
I fucking hated it.
See? I told you. Asshole. Yeah. Wait. Hang on. You want to come up here? No. Come up here. No, I know. There's nobody up here. Come here. There's like 80 million people in this room. I want you to come up here and ask this question. It's just a straight up, like,
nonchalant
question.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Just be truthful.
How can you hate?
It's so good.
Just say, how can you hate it?
How can you hate it? There you go.
I'll fucking tell you how I can hate it. I'll tell you.
There's no reason whatsoever, you fucking asshole.
Bunch of really good reasons. Number one, it does not play like a normal Zelda game. What do you do? What do you do with the normal Zelda game? You go to the dungeons, you get an item in that dungeon. What do you do in that dungeon with that item? You then solve puzzles with that item. You then go out into the world with new said item to unlock different areas and stuff like that.
I'm Jason. I don't like things to change.
I don't like things to be different.
I don't like things to be anything other than the regular status quo.
As long as
Fuck
they're good.
Fuck you, son
as long
of a
as they're
bitch.
Good. Not boring.
Fuck you.
Not boring. You know what you get for collecting all, 900 Kikori seeds or whatever the fuck that shit's called?
You mean the giant pile of dunk?
You get a giant pile of what this game represents.
No, it is honestly a golden pile of poop.
Yeah, a golden pile of poop for collecting.
That is what you get, a golden pile of poop.
Yeah, garbage. That's how I feel.
It is a little bit of a spit in the face on that point. But on the other point, it's a fucking great game. Fuck you.
No, the dungeons are all the same mechanic.
Fuck you.
Same exact mechanic.
Fuck you.
How can you move
Fuck
the
you.
Dungeon? How can you move
Fuck
it?
Fuck you.
wow.
Fuck you.
Why don't we do something completely different each time?
Fuck you.
Nope, it's dumb.
Fuck you.
It's pointless.
Fuck you.
Hey, can I use a bomb on this?
Fuck
sure
you.
Can. Hey, can I use an arrow on this thing?
Fuck
sure
you.
Can. Nothing different. Where's the hook shot? Where's the gravity boots?
Your mom sucks.
Where's anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. Your mom's
Where's
awesome.
Anything?
Just kidding. Your mom's great.
She is super nice. Except to me.
That's the biggest problem with like being really good friends with the people that you're with. Like you say something about their mom and you're like, no, fuck your mom. Like, oh, wait, no, I like my fuck your mom. Like, oh, no, Jenny's awesome. Yep. Fuck you. It has to be fuck you no matter what.
So I didn't really hate it, obviously. I'm not like going to be like, no,
oh, no.
I
hated it.
I hated it as
He's
like the worst Zelda game that I've played in recent
memory.
Deal with
it. He's an asshole.
Skyward Sword was way worse, obviously, but Twilight Princess, 10 times better.
Twilight Princess was the greatest. See,
yeah,
thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But here we are now, two generations later of this game, and it's worse.
It's their first one, man.
No, hey, it's not. No,
Blizzard,
this is a Wii U game.
I'm sorry. Has Blizzard done any better?
Yes, Blizzard has done a little bit better.
Wait, really?
How?
How? No, no, two generations. Go for it.
Two generations
of storytelling.
Sure.
Who? What?
Diablo.
Who? What? Huh? Huh? Who? What?
I don't even know what question you're fucking asking me.
Since?
Go away. Go away. So anyway, yeah. Number one, Zelda, it was what it was. Zero motivation. The other thing I hated is that Ganon was introduced right away, and it's just like, ooh, Ganon, bad. Always been bad, right? But it's just like, yeah, I'm just going to be in this dragon form out here that you're never going to fucking fight. And just hang out.
Only if you're a pussy.
No, you never fight the dragon form. You never fight the dragon form.
No, you can.
You can fight him straight up, but it's not the dragon form.
No, you
He's
can...
flying around this mist dragon, awesome, badass-looking stuff. You never see that.
Go fight his ass.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Pussy.
He comes down in like some giant centipede.
I doubt that you went all the way up there without fighting the other forms of Ganon.
Oh, no, I have a life. I didn't care.
Yeah,
to
see, exactly. See, if you go up and you fight him without fighting the other forms of Ganon, then you fight giant dragon Ganon.
I don't think so.
No,
that's the real fight?
See,
that's the real
that's
fight?
That's the real fight right there. I have seen the fucking speedrunners. What happens.
So is that where it's like, okay, now the game's going to be good if I skip 90% of it?
Fuck you. If that's where the game's going to be good.
Fair enough. I'm doing Weenie Hut Jr. mode. I get it. All right. No, I'm with you on that. Good thing they explained that.
Hatsune Miku's sitting over here looking at us like we're a bunch of assholes. She's like, I could be in bed right now. Oh, you want a rave? Oh, your friends are assholes. I'm sorry.
Creating friendships. That's
I really
what we
wish
do.
That I could just throw this mic out in the thing. Like, all right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. Have fun. Rave time. All right.
Go for it.
All right. Oh, let's let this motherfucker go off on Far Cry 5 here.
Worst
go for it.
Worst Far Cry.
Go for
worst
it.
Far Cry
no,
ever.
just go off, dude.
I have nothing to go off on.
No, yeah. Remember. Think back.
It was the same over and over again. There was nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained. It was the exact same thing. They didn't have a good protagonist or antagonist. Nothing was great. Far Cry 3, best one ever. Jason, because I'm Jason. Hooray!
See,
there you go.
He said he couldn't go, and yet he went.
Yeah. It was boring. I need to make better games.
Now, what were your thoughts on the ending?
So,
he hated it.
Yeah.
It actually was boring as fuck. The big thing that I will say is that if you do not remember the game 2 years later, the ending was boring as fuck.
It was a big fuck you ending for sure. And that's what I was like.
Will you disagree with this? I heard a coming from the crowd.
No, I think you just was saying.
Are you going to disagree with this? Or like, is that true? It's like, if you can't remember it 2 years later, is that worth the ending?
You know what also had a disappointing ending?
Say it.
It's true.
It's true, yeah.
You know what also had a disappointing ending?
What?
Breath of the Wild.
Oh, fuck you. It did.
Do you remember me? I sure do. Great.
Yay.
Let's go visit all the kingdoms that you
I
just
remember
done.
Shit. Oh, fuck. I don't remember anything.
No, I remembered everything. Hey, let's go visit all the kingdoms now. And
yay.
It's like, bitch, I just did that. Like, we're all together now. We just beat Ganon. We're good. What do you think you're going to do now?
Woot woot.
That hey, that ass though. That
do,
ass
do you
though.
Realize yeah. that she wants to fuck?
Yeah, for
Every city is better.
He knows it. She wants to fuck. That's what it is.
Of course. Yeah. That was the whole point. Why do you think Link does this shit?
Oh, yeah. No, no. All right. For the first year of the
Nintendo Switch.
It's a legend
of pussy is what it is.
Nintendo has been all about that ass. Like, all about that ass. Like, there was Zelda in that ass. There was, what's her name? The Octa chick? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It was all about that ass, too. It's all about dead ass. All right. Peach had an ass.
We'll wait for Smash Brothers on that one. To smash.
Actually, the ass on Peach is going to be way better on Smash Brothers.
Talking about his dad ass of the princess, like, they actually said that Link is technically gay, which makes total sense, because if you say that...
Whoa! Wait.
The character Tingle does exist.
Said he was gay, or an article said he was gay? Because that's two separate things. Oh yeah, no, they totally hit it. That's beside the point. They're not. It's Nintendo. They're not gonna show a sex scene.
No, it's different multi-universes type thing.
No, yeah, no, it's incest. That's I'll throw it in there. It's incest. Yes. They have decided that the retardation gene is not part of incest. Yes, I'll throw that out there. Yeah, that's right. Look at that face. Look at that face, bitches.
Video game podcast.
Video. Actually, you know what's great? Is that that was a video game podcast. Eat a dick, you son of a bitch.
Yes,
oh my
right?
God. It is. It is a Game of Thrones video game podcast.
We drink and we know things.
Yes. Yeah, we drink and we know things.
Flint, Michigan water. Water only.
Yes, water only.
So outside of Breath of the Wild, I then also played Tropical Freeze, Donkey Kong, which I got to say
Holy
is...
Shit, that's like 15 minutes later.
Yeah. I know, right? Well, you know, I brought up something that everyone hated on, which is fine because it was garbage. But,
all right, hit on something else that everybody else is going to hate on.
I don't think I can. Well, I can.
Yeah, you will.
I can.
You just did it.
Well, no, Tropical Freeze was actually pretty good. I enjoyed the crap out of it.
Okay.
It brought me back to my memories of playing it on the Super Nintendo and good stuff
and
like that.
Hating yourself.
You know what sucks about it, though? You know what sucks about it?
It was okay.
No, the fucking Joy-Con controllers. Because
no,
those are garbage.
The controls itself sucked.
There's jump and sprint. What more do you need?
This is true.
Like, how hard... You know
what else do you need?
What else do you need?
I'm sorry, this is true.
Where it comes down is that Joy-Con fucking sucks balls, man.
The Joy-Cons suck.
Joy-Cons suck.
Joy-Cons suck.
Can I get an amen?
I'm sorry, Joy-Cons suck.
Thank you.
Amen. Joy-Cons suck.
Fuck you. Fuck you again, just because you argued on that.
Did I agree?
Yeah, but then still fuck you. No, fuck you.
Princess Peach is sitting there like, what? Huh? I don't know what's going on. Do you have anything else, Jason?
I have a shit ton, but I don't
Go
know
for
if
it.
I...
No, just keep going,
oh,
asshole.
Oh, my God. Right now we're just talking about the stuff
right
that I played.
Right now it is, because this guy is salty about everything.
Everything. So
everything.
The point of the podcast is every, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Jesus, whenever we can, we get together and we talk about what we've been doing.
Jason's
been
in Bulgaria for 3 weeks. So.
I mostly just argue about and complain about stuff because I'm an old ass gamer and I complain about the
Fuck
good old
you,
days.
Fuck you, I'm older than you.
Yeah, but I play more than you.
Every single argument that comes up is like, I'm old, I play more, blah, 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 blah.
I play
I
more,
more.
I'm old, I'm drunk as fuck. He is
I'm
drunk.
37.
He is fucking
He's
hammered.
He's 34. Anywho, Jason has been in Bulgaria for like 3 weeks now.
Fun.
And he's been playing only on the Nintendo Switch.
Which kind of sucked. Horrible.
Wait.
You don't think it's that bad? Yeah.
Hey.
You don't think it's that bad until you have a 10-hour flight.
Hang
then
on.
It fucking sucks.
Hey, I have a question for you. How great is the battery life in comparison to an Xbox One?
Well, obviously.
Oh, fuck you, asshole. Yeah, that's right. If you're going to sit there and bitch about how great the battery life is on an Xbox One, then shut the fuck up. How great is the battery life on a PS4? Yeah, see, there you go. Say that.
It's zero then.
Yeah,
zero,
zero
battery life on that PS4 right there.
Exactly. No, that's actually the thing. Is that you're talking about a console that is
Hey, you know what's great? The Vita that's like 5 years older and has a longer battery life and looks a little bit better than most Switch games.
PS3.
It does.
The Nintendo Switch is the same video quality of a PS4 and gives battery life as opposed to, you know, a standard PS4 and an Xbox One. Shut the fuck up. God, you are such a contrarian asshole.
So better.
The,
so much better.
The drunk asshole right here.
You want my Switch?
Yeah.
I'll take my Switch back. I'll take it back.
I'm just going to put the mic into the drunk asshole right now. Go, boy. Go. Just go.
Hey, okay. I'll take it back.
What's that, Chris? What do you need back?
Oh my God. I regret every decision I made just now.
That's good podcasting right there.
That's great podcasting.
That's some good podcasting.
Hey, on the plus side, we've got like 8 people that we normally don't have.
And you're welcome. Hey. You're enjoying it now.
Did we suck you in or did we pull you in? There's a difference. Do you need to pee? You can go pee and that's fine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you want a kick-ass sticker?
You're not
right there, right there. Kick-ass sticker right there.
Hey, you're a full-on fan.
That is
you're
an
committed?
Amazing-ass sticker right there.
Dude, the drunk ass had him in his pocket, man.
Yeah. Stored in his crotch. Deal with it. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, smell it. Lick it. Lick it a little bit. It'll
oh
be
my
fine.
God. You're braver, you're
Hatsune,
braver man
how
than
you
me.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I have to go.
Of course you do.
Oh, of course. Hatsune, you have an amazing wig.
Thank you.
Eric, for the love of God, get me off of my hate train.
Oh, I'm totally getting you off. Give me that goddamn mic. Uh-oh. All right. That goes to a possibly drunk guy over there. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's... Oh, yeah, you need it. I'm not going to lock it now. Are you kidding me? Come on.
No, you can continue jacking me off. All right,
so... Jacking me off. All right, so yes. I played God Wars on the Switch.
Good.
Which, all right, no, God, no, I wish. God damn, I wish.
That'd be a good game, and it wouldn't be on the Switch.
If I played God of War on the Switch, it would be so fucking awesome. No, I played God Wars on the Switch.
What is that, Eric?
It was okay.
No, what is that?
Yeah, I know.
Blank stares out here.
It's one of those, like, it's okay. All right, so who likes strategy games?
Like tactics.
Tactical games. Especially tactical games. Like you have to throw, like, who likes strategy, and then who likes tactical, and everyone raises their hands, and then lets people raise their hands when they say tactical games. All right, so God Wars is a tactical RPG. Which is actually really good because it's on the Switch. It allows you to put the game to rest at any moment, which is awesome. And it has full voice acting, which is also awesome. Here's the problem.
Breath of the Wild didn't have that.
Here's the problem. Hey, Jason.
Yes, they desperately did.
Jason. Hey, why do you think Nintendo didn't have voice acting for the Breath of the Wild?
Cha-ching.
No.
Yes.
What's the other reason that they might have not?
Because it's too
had...
big and they couldn't put anything else on it.
What's the other reason?
Should have focused on making it look better.
What's the other reason?
Because Link's inaudible.
No, because people would have hated it no matter what happens.
Well, guess what?
In which
what?
Case, I played a game that I hated it no matter what happened in that. The voice acting was fucking horrible. Oh my God, it was horrible. There's full voice acting in the entire game and it is wretchedly bad. Like, there is nothing that you could have done to make
like
that
Star
game
Like, Star Ocean 3 bad?
No, way worse.
Because Star Ocean 3 was
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, no, wait. Yeah, Star Ocean 3 was bad. This is way worse than Star Ocean 3.
Nani the fuck?
Yeah, Nani the fuck.
All right.
Nani. Nani? Nani. 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 No. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my fuck. Exactly. Thank you, Princess Peach. it was horribly bad. Not only was the voice acting bad, but the dialogue was bad. The story, like if you're playing through and you're progressing through, like from a just a straight linear like gameplay, it's good. Like you're playing through, you progress in how well the different characters work. You progress in how far the distances do. You have long distance, you have short distance, yada yada yada. You know,
Chris,
all the bullshit.
Sit up.
Hey,
what's sit up, buddy?
Hey. Sit up.
Hey.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Sit up.
You good? Oh, God, yes.
Oh, he's so drunk. Oh, my God, he's so drunk. Actually, you know what's sad? That's not the drunkest he's been.
Yeah, we have... Go through our records.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I said, you seem like the kind of guy.
He has been way drunker
I'll take that,
during
I'll take
podcast.
That as a compliment.
Anyways, yeah, the game, the voice acting, and the story is not so good. Actually, if you throw in just the actual gameplay itself, it's really good. Like, it's really good, just strategy and everything like that. But once you throw in the voice acting and the actual dialogue and the story, it's pretty shitty. It's really bad.
So it's just a tactics style RPG.
It's the shittiest tactics game that you'll ever play.
Is it like humans, mechs, animals?
Humans. All humans.
All humans.
All humans.
So on a scale.
All humans in fictitious Japanese world.
So on a scale of, oh fuck, I don't have a bad example of a tactics
just
game.
Just give me numbers. That's fine.
0 to 1.
Point two. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
It's.
You could go
negative.
Ooh.
No, he said zero.
Ooh.
He said 0 to 1.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We're not that asshole-ish. Seriously, Princess Peach, how dick do you want me to be?
A giant one.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a -5.
American challenge.
Oh shit. -50. It's a horrible fucking game. I honestly, like, I really wanted this game to be good. Like, I really, like, it came to us in a demo. I'm like, yay, I get a review copy of this game. And then I started playing it. I'm like, oh, I have a review copy of this game. And it's shit. Even my 6-year-old son was like, what's going on, Dad? And I'm like, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is going on in this, son. I'm sorry, Ronan.
Is it as slow as Ys and Lacrimosa of Dana?
It is way slower.
Oh, man, that game was slow as fuck. Another Switch classic right
guess
there.
Guess what, Ronan?
Oh, except that was on PS4 as well, wasn't it? And Vita. Yeah,
hey,
never mind.
Guess what, Ronan? Nothing is going on.
That's awesome.
Nothing, Ronan.
Sounds like a great game.
Nothing.
I think we should talk about it more in length.
Nothing. Nothing.
What you're saying is it's better watching
Ooh. It is better watching my son replay Kirby than watching him play that game.
Yeah,
you
Eric,
don't know how many
giant
times I've watched him play
dick.
Kirby. I'm just saying. I have watched him play Kirby many times, including this morning. Yes, he is. However, Super Smash Brothers is not out right now, so fuck you.
Can't wait, though. Can't wait. Maybe it'll finally be the thing that redeems the Switch. Except, you know what? It's going to be impossible. Fucking Joy-Cons. Can't wait to play with that.
Hey, Jason. Did you like playing Super Smash on the Switch?
Yes.
Fuck you. All right, next.
I did.
Drunky. Drunky.
Did you play anything?
Drunky.
Just scream. Yeah.
Drunky.
Yeah.
All right, no. Come around this way. Grab a chair.
Oh, shit, yeah.
All right, we have a special guest. No, over here.
Yeah, we can't reach that far.
I don't want the microphone to go in. Anyway.
Special guest, Pimp Mario, joining
Pimp
the panel.
Pimp Mario. Pimp Mario.
Mm-hmm. The pimpiest.
He's got the hover hand going on already.
Ooh.
Octopath Traveler is dope, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's
haven't beat it yet,
right,
so
there.
I can't talk about it. Panelist is I beat
man,
it first, so.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I don't even know. I want to know. What'd you play, Pimp Mario?
What have I been playing? Lately, I've actually been playing the Shadow of the Colossus remaster on PS4.
Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Does it have the same bugs?
It kind of does.
All the same bugs.
But to be honest, I don't mind it as much because, so like, I played Shadow of the Colossus on the PS2 and it was fucking amazing.
Amazing.
And then I played the remaster on the PS3 and
it was okay. It was okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, here's the thing. There was really like no difference to me that I saw between like the PS2 and the PS3. Yeah, the textures, everything looked exactly the same. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then,
I
on
the
PS4.
The lizards a little bit better. That was about it.
Right, and then so on the PS4, now it looks like they put effort into those textures, and that's good.
Pretty game.
Very pretty. I could get lost in that world for hours.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not. For the time, at the time, it was very pretty. For sure. The PS3 remake was not very pretty.
No. The PS4, though.
PS4 is back to being
very pretty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's up about you?
Yeah. What else?
You know, I've actually been replaying something on my PC.
Good. Do it.
Honey Pop.
You win. You win.
Win.
Yep.
Wow, fat, really? All right, so like 8 or 9 days.
How long until you can masturbate, apparently?
Yeah, go for it.
Why is he the
that
okay.
That is the goal.
Asking the...
Oh, my God.
P-Bro's asking the real questions here.
Headphones wants to know how long can you go before
First
you jack
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Jr., all right?
J-Ju, got it.
J-Ju, gotcha.
I'll go about 3 hours
before
I... close the game and then just look up actual porn and end.
I'm sorry. So
you got the halfway there.
So
you got the
Pimp
halfway
Mario here has Slut Princess. Over
Princess
here.
Peach.
Princess Peach. Slut Peach. I'm sorry.
Hooker Peach.
Hooker Peach. Hooker Peach. I'm pretty sure that he can actually kind of tap that anytime he wants.
Yeah, he lives in California. Oh, challenge. Gauntlet's thrown down.
Wait, he does live in California.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be the hooker because I have that proves it, apparently. Oh, that's what it all takes.
I have to be the hooker because I have the heels. Oh, my God. That's perfect. And you live in California, so it's fine, right?
Yep.
All right, so we're good.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Wake up there, buddy.
Stay awake there, bucko.
No, it's a video game podcast.
All right, we're at 10:34, and I don't know if Yuki's actually going to show up.
I don't think Yuki's going
to
show up.
All right, so we
have a guest
that Yuki was supposed to be here. However, Yuki Katanani is he was running his own thing at 8:30, and then he got a really good dinner invite with a bunch of people that do. Actually,
pretty much anything better than us.
He got a really good dinner invite with a bunch of people that do voice acting. And realistically, we sat there and we're like, you know what? That's cool. Like,
yeah, we're not going to hate on
him. If you have any
that.
Problems with that, we don't have any issues. Like, that's your job. He's pouring some Flint, Michigan water. It's fine. But he's, over the last couple of weeks, he actually started saying, like, hey, I want to decide to start doing this as my normal job. As a regular thing, like Yuki did. And it just so happened that a couple of really prominent voice actors are like, hey, would you like to be our guy for it?
So like, that's pretty dope. That's
you
dope
know what? I'm not going to stand in the way of it. If you can't make it for our panel, I'm perfectly fine.
I mean, this
I'm
is super important let, conversations
I'm
we're having
gonna
right
I'm not going to let
now.
Me being a dick stand in the way of that. So
I mean,
anyways,
Chris
at that
being
point,
drunk is awesome.
At that point, Yuki is not here to do your wrong because reasons, so I'm here to do your wrong because reasons.
May God have mercy on our soul.
Oh, yes.
You are wrong because reasons.
So, for you people here that don't know, we do, on every podcast, we do a segment called You're Wrong Because Reasons. Basically what it is we give the person a top five that they have to compile, and then the rest of us tell him why he's an idiot and why he's wrong. It doesn't matter how awesome his choices are, he's fucking wrong.
No matter what, you're always wrong. It doesn't really matter. Do what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll fight.
It's perfectly fine.
We will fight.
Oh,
I just said Zelda sucks this generation, so I have no problem talking about it
I
further.
I fucking love Link. I would go gay for Link.
You have.
I have. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. You're wrong because reasons. This was an honorable mention, but only because I couldn't.
No.
Come
what
up.
Is the what is the subject? You
hey,
dumb
hey,
fucking
just fuck
asshole.
You, this was an. I. Do I know?
No
how
one
to
even
vote?
Know. No one knows.
Jason.
I don't even know.
Hey. In this group, who knows how to build tension?
Nobody.
Me.
Pineapple does.
No, fuck pineapples. Fuck pineapples. Pineapples are the worst goddamn fruit in the world. No. I swear to God, they do nothing but destroy
he
things.
He doesn't care about his wife. He does not care about his wife. He doesn't care about his wife.
That's bullshit. That's actually a fallacy. That's a fallacy, one. And two, I get my dick tucked on a regular basis.
It's a lie. He doesn't.
Anywho.
Thank you.
He doesn't care.
He's an asparagus eater, it's obvious.
Oh! Asparagus is
delicious.
I am
delicious. Calling you that from now on, 100%.
Asparagus is delicious. Pineapple is the goddamn devil.
He just confirmed it, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
All right, so my list, because we have nobody else coming, is Top Waifu, which we thought was perfect for this.
Yeah.
Top Waifu for video games. This is a video game waifu. Video game waifu. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please do.
You wanted to start chiming in like hardcore. Like, you're like, boom. You're like, fuck yeah. I'm ready to go sumo style, motherfucker. Let's do this shit. Yeah. All right. No. Fuck you.
That's a good call.
You don't know what you're talking
about. Call.
All right. So I would have say this just one because Far Cry 3 is dope. I have this one written down because I have this like list that's been seriously written down for like a month, and I haven't been able to change anything off of this list because I just can't change anything. No, it's not perfect because I actually have four people and an honorable mention, and I cannot figure out anybody that's better than this honorable mention.
Hold up, Eric. Very important.
Yeah.
Pimp Mario. Pimp slapped the fuck out of Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Wake him up.
Yes.
That's you're challenging him to a duel. Yeah, he likes that. No, you need to actually hit him.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Where's that guy that was supposed to record? All right,
so
that would have been amazing.
This is the recording. All right. What I have as an honorable mention is 2B.
Or not 2B?
No, 2B.
From
no, it's all 2B. It's all 2B. It's all 2B.
All right. Yeah, 2B. Automalia. God, I can never fucking say it.
Yeah, see, there you go. Fuck you.
Can never fucking
Nobody
say
can
game.
Figure out how to fucking say it.
Automatia. Android.
Automata.
Automata.
Near Automata.
Autotopia.
Automatopia.
Automatopia. Automatopia. Autotopia brought to you by Disney and Toyota.
All right, so I've had that as an honorable mention. That's obviously
honorable
my
mention.
Five. Yeah, because I can't think of a fucking number five.
I don't think anyone else on this list has a trophy for doing upskirt shots.
Actually, there might be one. There might be one that has that.
A trophy for upskirts?
It might be. That I don't know
All right,
of.
I'm intrigued now.
All right, number four.
Number four? So that's your number five.
That was number five.
So it's an honorable mention. It's your number five.
Well, I said I wanted her to be an honorable mention, but she was my number five.
Oh, I see. You could
have
figured out a fit.
Yes.
We're not that smart. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm glad that.
Sorry. So, wait.
No.
I'm dead. Sorry. Thank you. I'm an asshole.
That is true.
Thank you. No. That's fine. That's fine. I got called out for being an asshole. All right. So, number four. Andrew. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it is
not Peach. It's Android 18.
Boo.
Wait, Dragon
Ball FighterZ?
Wait, what?
She is in a video game.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
yes.
Still,
thank
boo.
You very much. She is in a video game. What?
Did we say old?
Wait, are you saying that's too recent?
Yeah.
Really? So 1995 is too recent for you? No. Popularity actually worldwide is actually pretty big for anything having to do with the Dragon Ball saga. Android 18 was gigantic back in the mid-90s, let alone whatever bullshit we have going into, you know, the U.S. So
21 is where's that, man?
Oh, yeah, 21's way better.
That pink 21's
bitch
is
fucking hot as fuck.
If we're going down that ride,
hey,
boot 18.
Hey,
man.
No, 18 though. She's 18.
Good job, lolly fag.
Hey, at least I'm not the goddamn lolly asshole.
Yes, you are.
No,
you
I'm not.
Argued for that right now.
Who's the lolly you asshole? Are.
She is.
Yes. Thank you, goddamn much.
He's the lolly asshole.
Yes. Thank you very much.
My ollie. Well, I'm skateboarding now. All right, continue.
All right.
Skip past that.
All right. I'm totally ignoring the fact that there's anything having to do with lollies. And my number three is Uraraka Ochaka.
God damn it. This is your list.
There's absolutely nothing to do with, like you can't get away with lollies in this.
Go into the game.
Uraraka Chaka?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's fucking awesome. She turns everything into anti-gravity. Everything that you have that you want to be like heavy, it turns into not heavy.
But go into the game because it's not out yet.
The game's not out yet. Who gives a fuck?
I'm just saying they don't know that.
Fuck you. All right, so there is a game that is not out yet that we played at E3 this year that is My Hero Academia, and it is a 3D fighter, a full 3D fighter though, not like a standard like one-on-one to where you go on throughout the entire
so
thing.
Drunk.
And Uraraka was awesome. And Chris is drunk.
I liked the blood stabby bitch better. I don't know her name. I don't.
Oh, fuck that bitch! No, fuck the crazy bitch. You mean the crazy bitch that totally wants his fucking nuts?
Oh hell yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Psychos for life.
Fuck yeah.
Wait. What?
Psychos for life.
Yes. Yeah. Love it.
She gives me lady boners. Like, come on now. Wait. Whoa. Hang on.
Wait,
psychos give me lady boners.
Yeah. You can't say that type of shit without being on mic. Like, you have to just, like, if you want to say, like, weird ass shit, just come up here. It's fine. We love it. Preach to the choir. Hail Satan.
This took a crazy turn immediately.
That's all right. We have 15 minutes.
Thank you.
We have 15 minutes that we can totally.
You're
just
wrong because reasons
go off
for
on
very
Hell
good
Satan.
Reasons so far.
All right. Number two.
Yes.
Jason's gonna hate this one. You know why? Jason and I have had many, many arguments about who is the better waifu. Many. Who is the better waifu for Persona 4? Jason, who's the better waifu for Persona 4?
Yuki.
No. Yuki's a fucking whore.
She's the best.
She's a goddamn whore. You know who's a better waifu? No. No.
Thank you.
No. That does not
he
make a waifu.
He chose the worst one. He chose
a,
the worst one.
No, she
one.
Is a goddamn whore.
Great.
Chie Satanaka.
Yeah, he chose Chie.
Yeah.
The tomboy.
Yes. That is right. Chie Satanaka.
Good job.
Yes.
Good job.
You hear that applause?
All I hear is applause for worst
no,
list
applause
ever created.
The other rooms. Fuck you, asshole.
Worst list ever created.
Fuck you, asshole.
This is the worst list.
No.
I can see your number one. It's
why?
Garbage.
Oh, fuck you, dude. My number one is awesome, and you have no idea what's going on. Actually, you know what the number one is, but my number one is great.
No, it is not. And you should say it right now because it's just so garbage. So garbage.
Wait. It's trash.
Yes, it is.
All right.
We'll have plenty to go over, people.
So who played Final Fantasy X? One. Two. Who? Wait. No, it is not Yuna. One. Helena Bonham Carter has something to say about whether or not. who would... If it's that, who is it? Who's the problem? Yeah.
In 10-2. Dress up playtime.
If I were to choose a single person, who is the problem in 10?
The storyline?
Besides that. Besides that. I'm talking about a person.
I liked Riku until 10-2, but
But who is the best person in 10 and who is the worst in 10?
Okay, for me. Oh my God, this is the worst.
We're talking 10. 10.
Yuna's hands down my favorite.
10. 10. We're talking about 10.
That's why she is the best.
We're talking about Final Fantasy 10.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
So what's your who's your best?
Yuna.
Who's best girl? Yuna? Fuck you. Riku. Riku's best girl. No, Riku is best girl. Fuck you. No. Jason, why is Riku not best girl?
Because she's actually a number 8 on this list.
Oh, fuck you, asshole. Riku is best girl. Like, I don't care about how many arguments there are of best boy in this entire thing. Riku is Best girl.
The amount of
down.
Balls that this list sucks is
fuck
like
you.
Phenomenal.
Fuck you.
Phenomenal.
Fuck you.
Thank you. Samus.
No,
Tifa.
No,
Ares.
No, Samus is not cool. Samus has absolutely no goddamn balls. Samus, all she does is sit there and goes, oh, I have a fucking radar.
And I'm
that
hot
says
as
there's
fuck.
A fucking Metroid
and I'm
that
hot
way.
As fuck.
I'm going to go that way.
And I'm
and
hot as fuck.
I'm high as fuck.
And I'm
exactly.
hot as fuck. She's like the hot version of all the Bulgaria
no,
girls
fuck
out there.
Fuck that shit.
It's just like, damn.
Fuck you. You spent too much time in Bulgaria.
I did.
Yeah.
Thirsty as fuck.
Samus sucks. I'm
wow.
sorry.
Yeah, Tifa.
Tifa is way too hard on for the fucking cloud cock. And oh, dude, don't even give me that shit about Tifa not being hard on for the cloud cock.
Because
all
they were
she can
together
fucking think about is
insane.
Cloud. That is it. No matter what, she wants fucking cloud dick inside her.
Like a
doesn't
good bottom
matter.
Bitch. Like a good
don't
bottom
even
bitch.
Give me anything about like, oh, she's a good person. And all she does is think about the people. And she wants to make sure that everything's prosperous in Sector 7. Fuck you. She wants to fucking fuck Cloud.
Yes. Who doesn't?
No, thirsty doesn't mean shit. She wants to fucking make shit better, and that is not true.
Cloud is the biggest
proof of the planet.
100%.
Totally
is. But what is pussy?
What is
I don't
living?
Get it.
What is living?
It's just,
what is doing
it's a
shit
connection.
With my penis? I mean, Janine's fucking pretty good, though. De Nova.
Yeah, the Geneva Convention fucked everybody.
Actually, the best part is that Genova fucked her son. Oh!
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Multiple sons. Mm-hmm.
Violates the Genova Convention.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Pimp Mario? Mm-hmm. What do you got for us? What's one of your favorites?
My favorite waifu?
Yeah.
Your waifu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hatsune Miku.
Oh.
She left.
Why so?
Oh!
You know what's basic as shit? This fucking list.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. This list is garbage.
Because
there were many things that were said about this list, but basic as shit was not
this,
one of
this list does not represent our podcast. We have much better lists. Please listen to them. Basic. Basic. She called your ass out. Called fucking out.
I'm mildly sad. I'm gonna.
Thank
I'm,
you. There's so many better. It's true.
That's actually the problem.
You're missing out. You are missing out.
The only reason why Persona shit got put in was because Jason and I fight over that shit all the fucking
just,
time.
It's what she's talking about.
Yeah, I know,
about.
But that is the. Oh no, totally. No, that was the reason why, because Chie and who was your chick?
Yuki. Whatever.
Yuki, yeah. We in Persona 4, we have a hardcore fight of Chie versus
Thank
Yuki.
You.
And I'm like, I will not fucking throw Yuki into this bullshit. And he's like, fuck you, I will not throw Chie into that shit. So there is actually a fight between the two of us as to who is the better the
I
better
am in like this argument because he's arguing
two.
For Tom girl with bull cut. Like, there's
fuck
no winning.
Fuck you, asshole.
There's Chie no winning
is better
this.
Than goddamn Yuki. Yuki's a fucking sellout.
Might as well
That's
go for Nauta, who's
all she does
the dude
is
for
sit
the
there
game.
And do whatever the fuck her man tells her to do. Whereas Chie is like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to do what I want to do. Fuck you.
Yeah, see, look at that. See?
And we respect her for it.
It's true. Peach got to do everything that her pimp tells her to do.
He doesn't know.
Oh.
He has no idea.
I think at that point you need to tune in more.
Ooh. Ooh, challenge.
You need to tune in more.
Challenge.
So we the biggest problem, and I will say that the biggest problem that we have with You're Wrong Because Reasons is because we fight over a lot of things. Because this asshole and I have known for 17 years.
Too long.
Way too long. like way too fucking long. He's young.
We've he's just drunk for, like, all the time.
8 years, so and he's super drunk. So that's actually the biggest issue is the fact that Jason and I have known each other for way too fucking long. And if we want to try and call each other out on things, we then end up calling each other out in the opposite direction. We're like, well, you fucking said this like 4 years ago, and I know that that's bullshit. So a lot of the reason why we created Cutscene, which is our other podcast, is that we want to talk about anime without, you know, hating each other.
2B from Automata is your best on this list.
Oh, 2B is fucking awesome.
Dude,
the fattest of ass. Mm-hmm.
Thick with at least 3 C's.
That's Brian.
Yes.
It's like my first trophy. I read that was saying. It was like getting
it's
it now.
Q? Wait. Hang on. I'm sorry.
Thick with 3 cubes.
Oh, three
thick
cubes.
With 3 cubes.
Yes. It is the cubist.
Q, the letter Q. Yeah, thick.
I know, but I'm saying it's the cubist of asses.
You're so lame.
Fuck you.
All right, let's. Anyone have someone else that they want to add to the list?
Well, I don't want to insult it, so fuck you guys. No. You're going to end up insulted no matter what. Like, you just said that, and we're like, oh, well, this bitch decided that she wanted to not be insulted, so she didn't say anything. So we're not going to say jack shit. All right,
hands down, 100%, Miss Fortune from League of Legends.
Nice.
Miss Fortune from League of Legends. All right. I'm sorry? All right, go to town.
We got Miss Fortune from League of Legends. She's a boss ass bitch. You want to talk about some bounty bitch that like 100% gets revenge and 100% goes for it. She like her parents were weaponsmiths. This motherfucker came and killed her parents, tried to kill her. She survived. And then she goes and gets revenge, like, way later, drowns his entire crew on a ship and like lures him in this huge ass trap. She is just amazing.
You want to know something though? LOL is shit.
Yeah, I know.
You want to know the best?
I'm league trash. I mean, I'm Meowkai right now, so that should just.
You want to know the other best thing? Our panel's the best panel.
What?
But no. What other panel would you have been able to come up and just sit down and be like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. No, nobody else knows that, asshole. But nobody else, no, we have, and actually, Chris and I have been to other panels where they were like, oh, this fucking asshole's like standing up on the side, and there literally was like this asshole that stood up on the side that tried to take over the entire panel.
That wasn't and part of their panel at all?
No, he was not part of the panel. It was just some guy that makes cosplay that was like, I want to try and take part of this panel.
I know more than you, let me talk.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, exactly. And he just, like, stood up on the side, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to try and take a part of the panel. And I'm like, yeah, you know, fuck you. but you, on the other hand, we like you.
Oh, thank you. It's because I talk.
Go for
it. It's because I talk shit to you guys at the bar.
Oh, yeah, no. That's what we love, though. So you're not trying to sound like the I know everything about this shit. You're like,
I know
what I want to know about. Yeah. Go for it.
I'm a little too into League lore. I play too much.
Wait, there's such a thing?
Yeah. I watched like a whole YouTube channel.
Wow, apparently
on
there is such a thing.
And
it's
I'm
into.
Like, every time somebody tries to come at me with like League stuff, I'm like, actually, I've turned into one of those people.
Come
I'm
at
like,
me, bro.
Well, like, okay, as a girl, sometimes you get like quizzed about shit and like how much you actually know.
No, that just happens with girls no matter what.
You ain't no gamer whammin'. So,
you don't know shit. Exactly. You don't know who Ganon was. Fuck
for
you,
me,
bitch.
That's like the easiest way to clap back at somebody if they start asking me about like my Elo and like damage ratios and shit. And I'm like, all right, what region is Miss Fortune from? Like, where does Anivia come from? Who the fuck are her siblings? And they're just like,
what's the first rule of Fight Club?
Yeah. Don't admit you're addicted to League. Just don't ever fucking play it. Get out.
Be a dick about LOL.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Right, I have to say that again.
The first rule of LOL is to be a dick about LOL.
Thank you very much.
Be an elitist, even though you're fucking bronze 5. Like, whatever.
Are you going to tell me that that's not true?
What?
What he said?
She said amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I praised it.
Yeah.
You just got to be a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be a dick.
It's the number one rule. It's like one of the most toxic communities I've ever been in. Oh, no. Seriously. The second someone starts talking shit, I'm like, mute literally fucking everything. Shut up.
You pay
Well, and especially when you're in a duo lane, so I play bot, and so if your support's going full potato, yeah, I play ADC. And so when your support's going full potato and they're like, why didn't you follow me? And I'm like, because that was stupid. Like, why would I follow you? You just like, died for no reason. Healing. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking like, stick next to the payload.
Right? Yeah, and they're just like, they're like, oh, look at this farm that I just missed. I missed 10 CS.
I so fucking God wish that we had just like this microphone just that got the entire room. Yeah.
It's just bad.
I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got more?
I'm going to put in a word about Sona. She's the one who's mute, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Give her.
I think.
Like I would,
she
okay.
only has the one skin that makes her waifu status. And that's DJ Sona. Because that's where you get like the ultimate ass of League is right there. Exactly. And when they did her rework, sorry, it wasn't that big of a booty increase.
Wait, so what about Kat?
That versus Tracer.
That's a really good one. And actually, I'm going to have to side with Tracer on that one. Just because of like the thigh to ass ratio is like, it's different. It really is. I think, yeah, dude. Like Sona has more like hip, but Tracer, like her thigh, yeah. Booty, rocking everywhere. I don't think she has much of an ass there either. What? Annie's right up this motherfucker's alley.
Oh, we're talking about Eddie now.
I'm sorry, I have absolutely no qualms of calling out people that walk away from the fucking.
No comment.
Oh wait, Jinx would be up his alley too, ish. Yeah, if we're talking about like flat-chested tunes.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
There is nothing wrong with flat-chested.
Whoa.
Why
you gotta call out flat-chested bitches?
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, motherfucker. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I'm
like,
just saying, why you gotta call them
all
out?
All body types are
so
beautiful.
Much like I hate you because
I love
of it.
Them. Yeah, well,
this guy's got a full.
He's all about the ass. Dead ass.
Awesome.
And booty.
Anyone else have anything you want to bring up?
And booty.
And booty.
Anyone else?
And booty.
And booty.
And booty. All about that ass.
I think we did it, guys. I think we did it. We did it. A list way better than what Eric even ever thought about.
In 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. So it is 11 o'clock on the dot. I would like to thank everybody that showed up for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Where I beat it first.com.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you all for hosting.
Yeah, thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere, everywhere.
I beat it first. Facebook, I beat it first.com. Everybody else, I beat it first.
I beat it first.com is
a
website.
We are a video game anime review website. We do have a new anime review website or anime review podcast called Cutscene.
Which is all about anime.
Yep, all about anime. If you want to watch a specific anime and hear us talk shit about it, go for it. The very first one that we had is Erased. Have you watched Erased?
It's fantastic.
Did you love Erased?
Did you say fuck that anime?
It's oh my
great,
God.
Though.
Well, yes, it's so
great.
Sad. But yes. The best part is that no matter what, anybody that says fuck Erased is like, it's so goddamn sad. We have already watched it, but in the anime or in the
so
podcast, we're four episodes in.
Like every two episodes,
how sad is it? How sad is it? It's heartbreaking.
It's a little happy ending. Oh, for sure. 100% on that. Yes.
Wait. Were you watching the dub?
Yeah, the sub has a lot of things that are just like...
Mistranslation of the sub?
I remember what it was, but it was just like, they're not talking about that. Yes, take a sticker, guys. Take a sticker if you got one. We kept it warm for you.
No, wait.
Go pee now. You're now released.
I want the one that's telling me that the sub is bad. which is something.
It's just one of those things. Like, everybody's confused about the plot line, and yeah. I get it. You have to read the manga, and if you can, you should read the original Japanese, because in the original Japanese manga, there were a lot of like these random little notes in some of the important house scenes that really let you into the minds of all the characters.
That makes sense. It's such a very in depth.
Exactly. And none of those actually made it into the cut, and none of those, when they got into the cut, got the little, you know, the thingies at the side that try and, like, translate those. And, like, it's not much, but it's just that thing that would have been like, oh, yeah, they actually did try to make this a psychological thriller that was A-plus for this generation.
So, I did read that one of the latest things for My Hero was that they translated something that one of the guys said when Bakugo got captured, as a bad nomenclature, but it was more of least we tried type thing.
Yeah, it's Japanese, it's anime. You know, you're not gonna. It's just
yeah,
gonna
the,
get no, fucked
the
up.
Nomenclature's different.
Well, and like they've even legitimately
and it's
from
really
the anime.
Hard to make it.
Yeah, and they've legitimately translated things just in a different way in the anime. It's not even just a subs thing, it's just about the way they actually go about it. Because Deku wasn't just... Most people in the anime complain about Deku just being like this blind kid that's like blindly following this bully, and they're really confused about that. But it was kind of shown in the original manga that it was supposed to be more like this a rivalry thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like, I respect him as this powerful rival, and I want to
be like
him.
And friend, and big friend.
Yeah, yeah. I do too.
I view it in the anime as like, he really wants the respect of him.
Well, because I read into it that it was just like, they were best friends until like middle school, and then they got to high school, and he turned into a dick, right? Which has happened to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Where someone has that switch, and so he's still just like,
yeah,
you do. Is that a Pocky sword?
Immediately.
It is Pocky.
Once you get to high school, you know that there is a change in the people that you're friends with.
I didn't have any friends going into high school, so like, I can't relate.
She did good then.
Oh, yeah. You were ahead of the curve at
that
point.
You did well.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you don't want to be friends with anybody going into high school.
But you have very good points about the translation and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
again, it's not wrong. It's just kind of...
The nuance. You miss it. And that's
different.
What's great about this con and stuff like that. It's just like you find people that know the nuance, that know the little extra stuff that you can talk about that and just like that. So I really appreciate you bringing that up because it's good stuff.
And that's why we actually like coming. Yeah. Because we hate each other and we don't listen to each other when we tell each other we're assholes.
Like your list is bullshit.
Fuck you. And you.
You never actually said it.
Oh, no, we did.
We did.
It was Chie and Riku.
Yeah, here's this garbage piece of crap list.
Oh,
I like
my
list.
Right.
Yeah, I like my list. It wasn't great. No, wait. Did you just say a brand new DBZ game? How many fucking Dragon Ball Z games do you think there are for fighting games?
There's a lot.
How many Dragon Ball Z games do you think that there are? If you're gonna call me out and say
can you play as 18? How many of those can you play as 18?
On this a brand new Dragon Ball Z game. How many Dragon Ball Z games do you think there are for fighting games?
And how old do you think they go back to?
Way fucking old.
I haven't played them for shit because
I'll tell you what's the best one.
No need to
apologize.
No.
I wouldn't waste my
one?
Money on that shit either.
Dragon Ball Fighter GT.
I've heard of it, yeah.
It is the best one and the only one that you need to buy. Beside that, though, we need to end. Oh, it's totally 18 and up.
Fuck you, it's 18 and up.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. Check one, check two, check one, check two, one, two, hey.
Is there a reason why we have to check IDs?
For being 18 and older, that is correct.
Wait, I have to check IDs though?
No, not you. We staff check the IDs.
I'm like, somebody else needs to.
Yeah,
right?
There's a.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's gonna be a person that's gonna be way up there.
We're like super explicit.
Here's my ID. I'm 18. I'm 23 actually.
I could actually not really care.
I am super fucking explicit. I'm just throwing that out there right now. if what I said to make
how old do you think I am?
All right, you're 22. You should have seen the look of fear of God that I put in the guys that were outside. There were three guys who were sitting at the table, and they're just like one guy's sitting on the left side of the table, and two guys are sitting there talking to him on the right side of the table, and they're just like acting as if they work here. And I walked up, I'm like, hey, I'm having an issue with one of the rooms. And they're like, oh, well, what room? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm like, I have a goddamn panel that's going off at 10 o'clock. I don't work here. Oh, what the fuck are you doing sitting down here? Get the fuck up. You don't belong here. Don't fucking sit down in these goddamn chairs. Get the fuck up. He's like, and I'm like, get the fuck up right now. He's like, and I'm like, get up. I don't care. You're not a person. You have absolutely no reason for being here. Get the fuck up. I made somebody cry. That's long story short, I made someone cry. And he deserved it. What's going on over here?
They're stealing our projector.
Why are you stealing our projector? We need this like so badly. No,
we're gonna
use
it as a cup holder.
Oh my God, he's running away with it. Oh my God. He just ran off with it like a fucking. Oh, I have no idea what's going on here. I have no idea. Oh, I'm so sad.
That's much better. Now I don't have to be tangled up.
Now I'm going to have to, like, hand this over to Chris.
Yeah, Chris is going to talk so much.
For all the talking that Chris is going to do.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Drunk Chris is
21.
Drunk.
Oh, I was off by
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, young people.
Good job. Way to look older than you are.
Way to figure out the PA system that Eric could not because he's an idiot. Idiot.
My goddamn fault.
Idiot.
Not my goddamn fault.
Still dumb.
Idiot.
Nope. We need more people. Can you get that? Right now. Yay!
We're recording right now.
It is Sunday night.
We are I Beat It First. It's a video game and anime website, and we're a bunch of
and
assholes.
Podcast.
And podcasts, that's true.
What would you like to get out of this podcast?
We argue is what we do.
No, I'm dead serious. What would you like to get out of this podcast? Oh, shit.
Down.
Oh, you heard it right there. She is down for whatever. You realize you're sitting next to Pimp Mario right now, right? Oh, Hatsune Miku is down for shit, and so is Pimp Mario. Oh,
we're going to need those doors closed here soon. Real soon.
Oh, my God. This is the creepiest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. All
right, how loud?
Oh, shit. All right, so.
Are we, like, blasting?
Probably. I don't care. All right. Who wants some Flint, Michigan water?
I do. I am desperately thirsty for some non-illicit water.
I swear this is totally illegal. So there we go. There we go. It should be nice and cold.
Just a little bit. That's plenty. That is plenty.
No, you need more.
Thank you.
You need more of that shit right there?
Good water. Good filtered water.
You get none. You get none.
Unfiltered water.
It's Flint, Michigan water.
Yeah. Yeah. Flint, Michigan water looks just like apple juice.
We imported
That's right,
it.
Everybody. It's filtered. It's amazing.
Only the best. Spare no expense.
No, it's filtered. Flint, Michigan filtered.
Cheers.
Tasty.
Tastes like rust. All right.
All right. So one of us just got back from Bulgaria.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm jet lagged as fuck.
And
long story.
The best part is that he thought that our panel was yesterday and that he just totally missed it and he was totally fine with that.
I was like, oh well,
because he's a fucking asshole.
He's like,
when was the panel? Yesterday? That's fine. I'm like, no, it's today, asshole.
I didn't even ask how it went. I was just like, it was yesterday, right? It was garbage without me.
Fuck you.
I already know it's bad.
Oh my God, it's so fucking bad.
All right, let's do it.
So we're going to talk about video games.
Let's do it. Let's
Venmo games
let's start
on this
it, let's
goddamn video game
video
podcast.
Game podcast.
Video game.
Video game.
Video game.
Video game podcast.
Yes.
Let's let the drunk guy be louder. Oh, I'm sorry. Apparently, you're not the drunkest person.
Hooray!
Hey, how are those bubbles there?
Oh! Oh,
I don't even know what to say. They're bubbles.
You fell into
bubbles.
That booby trap right there.
Bubbles, Zoom. Not bubbles. All right. Okay, so Mr. Eastern Europe, go forward.